for the approved ones. Of course, that's the older code again. You'd have to weigh these new facts, but I didn't find any that were approved.
My concern is this being an older subdivision, and the roads are narrow. I know the roads very well in that area, as Devin does also. But once you get one nightly rental approved, then it seems that they just keep coming. And my concern is...
It really sets a bad precedent for me. It's more like it's like we're starting to approve nightly rentals for RVs. Yeah, if this thing, it could be gone in the morning. You know, I hate to start approving moving objects. He says, yeah, it won't be gone, but we don't know it won't be gone. It'll be gone if it's something don't work.
Even if it wasn't something that was going to move, it's just you got a neighborhood. There's,
yeah,
there's nothing
that there. Also.
Any other? So looking at the eight items is what we need to focus on from a motion.
I'm concerned in number one, number four, number five, and number six.
Okay. So are we far enough along where someone would want to make a motion? Then we can have further discussion. For or against?
Well, it seems like we're in a bad mood tonight or something, but I would move for disapproval.
Got a motion to disapprove or not approve the application?
Did you make the motion?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
I'll make a second, and mainly based on number one, because we got 55 signatures that think it's going to damage their welfare, and I'm not going to argue with all of them.
Yeah.
What was his motion?
To deny.
To deny.
And then... we have a motion and a second and some discussion on number one being the reason. Any others to add to the comments? Randy, I think you mentioned
it. Number four was compatibility with the surrounding homes. Number five, the access roads being narrow when you add nightly rentals into the mix.
Okay. Any other comments?
I'm leaning heavy on compatibility, too. Throw any out there. Let's don't put the camel's nose under the tent flap.
My comment is I think it's a well-thought-out concept in the wrong location. So, which would lead me to, based on number one, proposed location, and comfort and general welfare of the area.
So if we go back to Mr. Hayes's comment on that, was that the nightly rental use or the tiny home that didn't fit?
The nightly rental.
Okay, because the tiny home,
no,
that
the
lot.
Tiny, I like the concept of the tiny
okay.
home.
It's well, just, I wanted to make sure because I'm writing this up.
The
so.
Nightly
yeah.
rental concerns me.
Yep.
Okay, so we have a motion to deny, second, and discussion. So all those in favor of denying the application for 607 Eagle Rock Road, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So there is a process to go through Board of Adjustments. If you'd like to pursue that, and Scott's office can give you more details on that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Uh-oh. All right. We were down to the last one for proposed nightly rental for 2935 State Highway 265, Branson.
Froze up here for a little bit. Okay, good deal. Ready?
Ready.
So, call. Colt Currier seeking planning commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental in a four-bedroom, single-family log home currently owned by Marvel Falber, located at 2935 State Highway 265, Hollister. Property is currently zoned A1. Per the Taney County Assessor's information, it's approximately a 3.11-acre parcel that has a log home built in 1990, a detached building with a bathroom, metal shop building, and an RV pad with water, electric, and sewer hookups. Property is served by private well for water and on-site septic system for wastewater. Access to the parcel is from State Highway 265. Parcels to the north across State Highway 265 are residential lots and Table Rock Heights subdivision zoned R1. 5-acre parcel to the east is S&J Storage LLC is zoned as C2. Parcel to the west is a 9-acre parcel zoned A1. To the south of the parcel is a future high road right-of-way that varies from 300 to 700 feet in width. Single-family home has a maximum of 3 bedrooms with an extra bedroom in the existing garage. Therefore, the maximum occupancy would be 10 persons. The Planning Commission recommended approval to rezone this parcel to NR1 from the A1 on June 14, 2021. County Commission held the public hearing for rezoning on June 28, 2021 and denied the rezoning request. The County Commission directed the applicant to go back to the Planning Commission for a conditional use permit for the nightly rental use. With a conditional use permit, the zoning will not change. The approval will be specific to the current structures on the property and not any future structures. The conditional use permit will not be used as compatibility with any other area rezoning request as the parcel will remain A1. So if you remember, this is our historic 165, 265 interchange here. Of course, here's State Park Marina. If you look, this is that future high road right-of-way, the larger A1 parcel and the C2 parcel. Put the topographic on that. Again, the pictures might remind you, here's looking at the highway, both directions, down the drive, picture of the log home, back up the drive, our garage and metal shop building. So it'll be based on a 4-bedroom single family home, occupancy would be 10 with a total of 5 parking spaces. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening.
Me again. Good evening. Thank you for your time this evening. I think we've covered most of the details of the application, and Scott covered the fact that the commission seem to favor the idea of a conditional use permit as opposed to rezoning this parcel, and we are okay with that. Our hope is that any of the concerns at this point that the neighbors had raised have been addressed. And it sounded to me like, and what they've told me and what they mentioned here, was that their biggest concern was not necessarily with our property and our intent for the way that we were going to use the property, but that that would be used as a precedent for future development around their neighborhood. Conditional use permit addresses that concern, which I think is their first and foremost concern, because a conditional use permit wouldn't be able to be used to, as precedent to rezone an adjacent parcel. So hopefully that has been addressed. There were some traffic issues in their neighborhood, I understand, currently existing. They were concerned about increased traffic issues. County was kind enough to hear those concerns as a result of the commission meeting and added some signage that hopefully will alleviate those concerns going forward. And our intent and our expectation is not that any traffic from this nightly rental would impact that neighborhood, but hopefully those signs just go a little bit further to make sure that that's not the case. I think we've covered plenty of details on this, so I'll open it up for questions from you if you have any for me.
Everyone remember this application?
Yep.
Wasn't too long ago. Well, let's see. Do we have anyone wanting to speak on this application that signed up? Why don't we go ahead and you come on up?
I am not here to argue him wanting to make it conditional use. The neighborhood is totally behind that. My only concern is this is currently zoned agricultural. And according to your zoning regulations, agricultural cannot seek a conditional use permit. You know, maybe I'm reading it wrong, but according to Agricultural District Section 008 in your regulation, single-family residents can only be permitted by right. So that's the only thing that I wanted to bring up to you. I'm a stickler for following rules and regulations, so perhaps this is just that part of me coming out. But as far as the conditional use in and of itself, we totally support that. We just want them to go through the right venue to do it. So, and I guess I should have started out. Dee Stevens, I live at 107 Blue Waters Court in Table Rock Heights subdivision.
Oh, thank you for that. My apologies for not asking on the front. And your patience to wait to be last on the docket. So
page 65, article 007.000 under nightly rental, that's our chart.
Mm-hmm.
That shows all the conditional use.
Correct.
Right here. There's a C under right. A1 for nightly rental. C under RR1, a C under R1, a C under R2, a C under R3.
But under A1, there is a P.
A C for nightly rental.
There's
a nightly rental
about?
Section that actually says nightly rental. If it's a P, they wouldn't be coming before this planning commission tonight. They could just do it. The only districts that is a P available is NR1.
What page are you
on,
Scott?
65.
Oh, I'm missing that page for some reason. But
also under
the use regulations under section 8.
A1, section 8, page 67.
Under
residential. Page 68 under nightly rental is a C for nightly rental. A P means they can just do it by right. They don't need a permit. So
okay.
The next page.
So you're going by what they're seeking, not what it is.
Well, that conditional use permit is a use.
Well, it's a single-family residence currently.
Whether it's in a mobile home, an RV, a tiny home, garage, they're seeking a use with that conditional use permit.
Correct.
In a single family home, which is permitted by right in A1. That's what the P means, it's permitted by right. You can just come
okay.
to get us and get a building
okay.
permit for
perhaps
a single
I was just
family
misunderstanding
home.
Permitted by right, but.
Yeah, no. That means that you don't have to see these guys, you come to us for that construction permit for that structure.
Okay.
He's seeking a use permit.
Right, right. Okay, just my.
That's all right.
Confusion
no.
with the language, I think.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And like I said, we don't object to it. We support it.
All right, thank you. So y'all weren't signed up to speak?
Yes, but I wasn't sure we need to or want to.
On this one or
no,
on the other?
Tiny home.
Okay, okay.
We kind of, you know, wish good luck for him, and yet we've seen the impact of the neighborhood. We're neighbors.
Oh, okay.
So we didn't sign the petition, but we weren't quite sure.
Okay. Well, that's cool that you came out to listen to hear what went on. So appreciate that. You want to come back up? Any other questions for the applicant based on what we've heard and last visit? Around?
Make a motion to approve.
Make a motion. Have a motion to approve.
I don't see any damage to anyone anywhere.
When this first come up, but what was the concern? This property is off the main highway, correct? Access?
They claim that they could see from Table Rock Heights, and you can't see all the way down the road.
Well, that was my concern. What was
it sets way down over the hill. They were afraid traffic
to cut through and
can't be responsible.
We already put different signage.
So we've got a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Yeah.
Any further discussion?
No.
Amen.
All those...